Sometimes when you turn on the television, you hit Golden Girls, and it's a classic, and I love it. But then those Hallmark commercials of that show, When Calls the Heart. Why the fuck would you call a show When Calls the Heart? The heart doesn't call you, okay? It doesn't have, you know, call waiting. It's not connected to Verizon. By the way, Verizon is the best. Anyway, good voice, especially if you want to have phone sex. But anyway, that was years ago. Here we are. I mean, there's a lot to fucking say. There's a lot I could fucking say right now. But I'm not going to. Because sometimes mystery is good. And it's fabulous. And it's amazing. And it's April 1st. I mean, I could start off with a whole bunch of things. And just, you know, kind of gyrate, gravitate. And boom, you have a show, you know. Or as, you know, recently I was at some friends. And they're very Christian. And they were watching this thing, and this guy was talking about P. Diddy and how that is the end of the world and the rapture is going to happen. And they're calling P. Diddy the devil, devil be gone. And I was sitting there inside laughing like, oh my God, why did I decide to come over here? And then they're talking about Diddy. And I said, he's not even relative anymore. And I shit you not, one of them said, oh, you're wrong. You just don't know his popularity. And I'm thinking, oh, honey. You obviously don't know about Drake because he's like the hottest thing right now. It ain't P. Diddy. That was like 30 years ago. But I don't know. I just had to get that off my chest because sometimes I have to get fucking shit off my chest. And it feels good. And, you know, as Maynard said, I am the Weaver. Maynard's going to be 60. One of my favorite fucking singers. And, yeah, I would love to go to his bash, but hey, if I run into some extra money, wink, wink, I can just fly on down there and go to Caduceus, and, you know, that is some good wine. That is some good fucking wine. It is fucking amazing. So here we are. I'm in dark, recording, talking. And Easter, I don't celebrate it. A lot of people know why. I mean, you look at the name of this fucking podcast. It's kind of evident. And on Saturday night, I went and saw Late Night with the Devil. Because, well, here's what happened, okay? I was hanging out with my friend, and then she had to go on her date. So I was like, okay, you know, I want to stay in town. I don't want to go home because they're getting ready for Easter and, you know. That's like the vampire with the holy water. You know, I don't want it. So I go hit up this Mexican restaurant that I usually hit. And I always sit at the same table. They're like, oh, pick any table you want. I always pick the one where it's the picture of Jesus. Because I'm a glutton. I'm a sadist. I'm a glutton for punishment. And I'm like always like laughing and because I'm thinking, oh, why do I always pick this fucking table? Why? I know why. And so I ate, and I think I had some flautas. Yeah, I had some flautas. And I was talking to a friend, and they were like, oh, you should go see a movie. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to go see Ghostbusters 4. And I'm not going to go see Dune 2. You know, Dune 2 makes me think, the name right there makes me think of douching part 2. So I thought, no, I don't want that. So I thought, well, you know, it's the night before, you know, holiday that everyone just absolutely loves and I could give a flying fuck about. So I thought, I'll go see Late Night with the Devil. Oh my God, that was so funny. It was funny. It was, you know, a little bit was like, oh, okay, special effects. And hey, isn't that the guy from Batman? You know, and shit like that. And it was about, you know, energy and power. And then you have skeptics and all that fucking shit. And I very much enjoyed it. And yeah, you know, I indulge. I go and I watch and I indulge. And I mean, this is my podcast. I'm so glad I don't do this in a studio. Wouldn't that be funny if one day I do and it's like, oh no, now I have to put clothes on. Because right now, I mean, you know, yeah, I'm in the dark. So it's like, hey, what's up? And, you know, by the way, this show is brought to you by Baphomet. You know, go get you some. Anyway, yeah, I've very much enjoyed recording in the different ways that I can, whether I'm hands-free driving or out exploring, you know, like when I used to go hiking all the time. I can still do that, but it's like I want to do something different. And so this is where we'll talk about this. And then we'll talk more about Late Night with the Devil. I keep wanting to say Interview with the Devil, but because Interview with the Vampire is on my mind, and I love that show. And yeah, anyway. Oh yeah, so I had a doctor's appointment today, so I thought, okay. And I wanted to get some testosterone therapy, and they're like, well, there's a risk of heart attack and stroke, but you could get a second opinion, but I'll still test you for it. I thought, oh, cool. So I'm still going to go through with it, because I wanted to say to him, well, I respect your, you know, authority on this doctor, but I will go with the risks. What have I got to lose? I can just imagine that response. Well, you'll die. Well, good. You know, I mean, everyone is going to one day. And, you know, in my case, it's like, hey, why not just live fast, leave a good looking corpse? Come on, baby. I mean, you know, I'm not 24 like James Dean, but, you know, button it up. So we'll see. We'll see. Or not, we'll see what's going to happen. I need to, right now I'm in a different mind flow, you know, and sometimes that's what the herbs do. You know, they just, ooh, boom. Yeah, it's the lightning rods and everything. And it's like David Bowie in reverse. Now that's interesting. David Bowie in reverse. We could go there. So yeah, Late Night with the Devil. Oh, Late Night with the Devil. What can I tell you about this movie? It was okay. I mean, I only saw it because I was bored. You know, the last movie I saw in the theaters was Oppenheimer. And that was long. That was like 3 hours long. This movie was like 98 minutes. So I was like, okay, it's a quickie. You know, I like quickies in that context. but yeah, it was okay, you know. But I like the skeptic because he eventually got what he deserved in the end. I hate to say that. No, I do. I love to say that. And then, you know, the weekend was okay. The weekends flow, you know what I mean? People come over, you reminisce. That's what I see it as. We reminisce, you know. I don't see it as this. I mean, if you want me to get real with all of you, you want me to get fucking real. First of all, we're talking about someone who was nailed down with 9-inch nails. I know that's where Trent Reznor gets the name. And he's hanging off the cross and, you know, getting temptations and everything. And, you know, someone had asked me, what would you do to him? I said, well, I probably would have blown him, you know, while my friend drinks the blood. It's like, hey, you know, we have a party right there. And they were like, that's so bad. And I said, no, it's not. Calm down. Jeez Louise. You people sometimes. Yeah, this show has, you know, it has taken on a new life. I mean, what can I say about the show that I haven't said before or in the past? It really is a party. And the guests that I have on here, and I've been doing this for probably too long, but it's always amusing because, you know, if you go back and you listen to the early episodes, and I'm trying to find my way, you know, that's also a Nine Inch Nails song. Anyway, oh, Trent Reznor. By the way, his real name is Michael Trent Reznor. A lot of people don't know that, but anyway, you know, so here I am recording. It's late nights, yesterday. You know, after the festivities were over and everyone left, I went out and, you know, because I couldn't stay in watching television all night. That's just boring. And so I went out, went to this one place that I go to. My friend couldn't go and I was like, oh, fine, I'll go. And then had some interesting conversations. And then someone invited me over to a bonfire and smoked a cigar. And I love cigars because I can't say. All I will say is that if I am in your company and you have a cigar, give it to me and you'll see what happens. I can't say it on here. You have to see what happens. it's not a parlor trick. It's just you have to see what happens. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave the mystery and intrigue, because it's good to have mystery and intrigue. I don't want to tell all of you everything, you know. Here's my thing with communication that I absolutely love. Is if you can sit down and talk about, okay, well, this is what I want to do, and this is what I don't want to do. I'm all for that. Now, if you don't even tell me at all, and we're just going to play it by ear, I'm like, okay. So then you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't like that. Oh, yes, I like that. No, I don't like that. Oh, yes, I like that. No, I don't like that. You know, at least have a little blueprint going in. Because communication is key. Communication is paramount. Okay? It's dynamite that we go there. What can I say about this show that hasn't already been said to point of nausea? My God. My goodness. The one guest that I've wanted on here. I almost had a guest on here. That would have happened. But we were having so much fun that I didn't think to sit him down and say, hey, let's record. Because he had brought it up and I thought, oh, I really do want to have you on the show. More ways than one. But okay. And that's my true serum right there. Shit. I mean, there's things I could reveal right now on the show that I really wanted. You know, it's like a confession, truth or dare. Because, you know, I'm not scared of the truth. I'll say everything and anything that I'm feeling, whether it's awkward or not awkward, or, you know, I'm not much of a drinker. In fact, last night, how many did I have? Two? Yeah, two. Mexican candy. My friend introduced me to them. I didn't do shots, though. I wanted the drink because I said, I want bigger. They're like, you don't want the shot. No, I want the drink. Give me two of them. So I had two of them. It was good. It was fabulous. And then today, because I was having a doctor's visit, but it was a virtual visit, so I went out and had some lunch and had a margarita, you know. And then my grandmother's namesake. My grandmother's named after probably a margarita. I don't know. Or, yeah, I do know. Nah, it's the Dr. Zeus podcast. Like I said, I've been doing this for way too long. So, basically, what can I say about Late Night with the Devil? It was Late Night with the Devil. I was there. I was holding a rock. I'm watching the movie. I'm grinning from ear to ear like, this is so amazing. And just smoking some herb. And, yeah. You know, it was a night. So, how can I tie this all up with a big fucking ribbon and a fucking bow? By the way, fuck that. I will get a second opinion, because if the doctor says, okay, there's this, I'm going to say, well, I respect you, but I am going to get a second opinion. Because I really want this. I know you don't want this for me, but I do want this. And I am down with the risks. Okay? I've come this far. And, you know, if maybe, you know, it hits me in 5 years, it hits me. Okay? I have a strong heart. I have a good heart. And, you know, it's my genes. And, yes, I used to have a pre-existing condition. I don't anymore. I think that's what he's worried about. It's like, oh, geez. Because the moment I asked him, he said, no, I don't recommend it. He's like, yeah, it would be great for your muscles, but you'll have either a stroke or a heart attack. And I'm like, oh. And it's kind of like, oh, which one do I want? I don't want that. But it's like, okay, which one really, either or could kill me? Yes. Or, you know, kind of, oh, we need to put a stent in or do this. It's like, okay, you know. I could look into my bag of tricks and see, okay, what's going to happen, but I'm not going to. You know, that's where the mystery comes into play. So I will go through with this. Those of you who are listening, you're like, you are fucking nuts. Well, yeah, of course. If you haven't met me already, I am fucking nuts. So I will do it. You know, when I say I'm going to do something, I fucking do it. Okay. Now, if I don't do something, that's usually because I'm in a portal. I'm incapacitated. So it's like, oh, I can't do that right now. I don't know how to follow the directions. You know, whether it's putting a boat together or, you know, making something for someone. You know, there's that. Okay, there's that. So, testosterone and late night with the devil. What can I say? What a show you all have had tonight. Testosterone therapy and late night with the devil. Isn't that fabulous? Isn't that amazing? It really is amazing to be able to talk, be able to put these thoughts down like I'm Captain Picard, Stargate 511. I used to watch that show all the time. Come on. I thought it was the shit. Think of imagination that show had. Even Doctor Who. And now people have no imagination. They watch the fucking VR and it's like no imagination whatsoever. So, good night. And get the syringes. I'm ready.